It is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, which is organizing a trip to Greece. The trip is 9 days long, and you'll be able to see the country from every angle. They'll be taking visits to, of course, famous historical sites, but also an olive grove, plus a chance to take a cooking class and do a wine tasting while over there. If that sounds good to you, the trip is from November 3rd through the 11th this year, and you can learn more by going to carolinachamber.org/Greece. It is Friday, and that music means it is time once again to chat with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, who joins me in the studio. Happy Friday, Damon. How are you?
I'm good, Brighton. How are you?
I am doing all right. I had a chuckle earlier this week when we were reporting on the UNC men's soccer team releasing their schedule, and I saw you sharing your excitement about adding all of their games to your calendar. I don't think we've had a chance to talk about this yet. Maybe you have talked with Andrew about it on the air, but how excited are you for a big soccer game coming to Chapel Hill next week, Chelsea and Wrexham in town?
Yeah, it's going to be crowded in town, I think, on Wednesday for that game. Unfortunately, I don't have a ticket, but I'm hoping what it means is lots of customers for our local restaurants and bars and other businesses, because there will be, what I guess, a crowd of about 50,000 people in town. So
that's what they're saying.
Watch out for traffic and maybe make a reservation before you go to dinner.
I was going to say, is the town recommending any specific, traffic advisories or anything to locals? I know we just had a extended conversation with Chapel Mayor Pam Heminger about how it's tricky because the game is sort of in a gray area, right? It's not organized by the town. It's not organized by UNC, but there are a ton of people coming in, and there's still some responsibilities falling on those two entities.
Yeah, and I know that our local visitors bureau and the town staff from the two towns have been coordinating to the extent they can, again, given that this is a privately organized event that doesn't really officially involve either town or even the university for that matter. So, both towns have been sending out just alerts to the community to just be aware that the event is happening. There may be some traffic congestion and so on before and after the game. But like I said, I'm hoping what it means is just more customers for our local businesses so that we can reap some of the rewards of getting all these visitors in our community.
Absolutely. I think we will certainly be seeing that. It's going to make for an exciting time next week. It's also good that it's kind of happening during the summer, because that might maybe decrease how much other hustle and bustle is happening. No school, both for the university and, of course, for public education folks out there. The summer is usually a more calm time for the Carrboro Town Council, too. But I did see that you guys had a special meeting on Wednesday this week that only had one agenda item. How much of that can you share with us?
I can share whatever you want me to share. I had to call the council together for just a very quick meeting. It probably lasted about 5 minutes. It was something that slipped through the cracks, something we usually do in the spring before we go on our summer recess and have on our consent agenda, but just didn't get to it this time around. So in Carrboro, as in Chapel Hill and other communities in the state who have these local elections coming up, we have a local ordinance that caps the amount of individual contributions that any person can make to a political candidate. It's because of the way that the state law is written on that topic, we have to re-up that ordinance every couple of years. And so we do normally do that in Carrboro. It just kind of slipped under the radar this year. And so we came back together for a few minutes on Wednesday and readopted that local ordinance.
It sounds like it's an important, but it's also interesting, especially for us locally, just because we know that our towns, certainly relatively on the small side compared to other towns in North Carolina and across the country, although again, these are local elections, we have not only affluent people, but also very engaged people on the political side. So it feels like a measure like that is almost maybe a little bit more important here than maybe elsewhere in North Carolina.
Well, I think in any, both Chapel Hill and Carrboro, as you said, have very engaged voters, especially, I think I wish we had more voter turnout, of course, but we have, slightly higher turnout than many other communities in the state at the local level. We want to make sure that there's a fair level playing field for everyone who wants to get involved. As you said, not everyone has the same resources as everybody else, but we don't want that to be a hindrance to people participating in the local election.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. CarrboroNC.gov is the town website, and I know that the town, among some other upcoming events that they have, is they sent out an alert that the Community Safety Task Force of the town is holding a meeting at the Marion Cheek Jackson Center. I believe that is coming up on next Monday. And we've talked about the Community Safety Task Force in the past, and it's been around for a couple of years at this point, but for folks who maybe don't remember exactly what that task force is for and might be interested in going to the meeting, can you share some background on that and why this upcoming kind of listening and discussion session with the community is important on Monday?
Sure. The Carborough Community Safety Task Force is a group of local community members who they're volunteers who we appointed a couple of years ago, as you said, to advise the council on what we're calling community safety. And this is relating to the way that we do policing in our community and address other sort of more broadly defined community safety goals. So these volunteers have been doing a great job over the last several months of coming together and thinking about how they want to engage the public around values and interests and goals. So they're going to have their first listening session at the Jackson Center next week. I don't remember the time. You probably have that written down, Brighton. But yeah, I encourage folks who have an interest in the way that we handle issues like policing and address racial disparities and providing for a more full accounting of what it means to be safe in public to come out and have their voices heard. It should be an interesting time. There will be some other events coming up this fall that the Community Safety Task Force will be hosting. But this is the first one that they will be putting together.
Yeah, I think it is interesting. We've been talking about kind of the 3-year anniversary of George Floyd's death and a lot of when I believe the Community Safety Task Force,
right,
Force's charge was created and how, you know, it just feels like because there's so much that's always happening on the national scale, a lot of things have progressed past that. But it is interesting to see updates and kind of the long-term effects that have lasted from that big push and big movement in the summer of 2020. And
As you said, the Community Safety Task Force in Carborough was sort of put together originally in the aftermath of the murder of George Floyd. And at the same time, the town council made some other policy decisions related to policing and public safety in general, primarily to address our racial disparities in law enforcement, which are prevalent nationwide, as well as here locally in Carborough and Chapel Hill. The town of Chapel Hill also pulled together its own task force back at that time, and they did some really interesting work that's inspired some of the work that our own community safety task force is doing, as well as work that's been going on in Durham, and Hillsborough did some related some work on this issue. So yeah, I'm really happy that these volunteers have come together and are doing good stuff, and having their first listening session is a big step for them.
Once again, that listening session is 7 to 8:30 in the evening on this upcoming Monday, July 17th at the Marion Cheek Jackson Center. Town of Carborough's website, carboroughnc.gov, has even more details on that and the task force if you want to head there to learn more. We have a few minutes left, Damon. Any other upcoming events around town that you want to highlight?
Well, the Uproar Arts Festival kicks off this evening at 7 o'clock. There's a party, kind of a launch party, happening at the current art space on West Franklin Street. So that'll be exciting. It's coinciding, of course, with Second Friday Art Walk, which is happening this evening in Carborough and Chapel Hill. Especially want to plug Peel Art Gallery, which is located on West Rosemary Street in Carborough. They're hosting one of their art openings, as they often do on Second Friday Art Walk. I'm particularly excited about it. It's a screen print exhibition, so a lot of local artists who'll be exhibiting screen prints, which should be exciting. And as you mentioned earlier, Brighton, I am very excited about the schedules being posted for both the women's and men's UNC soccer teams. I already have my season tickets and I've filled out my calendar. So
excellent.
Yeah, it's a great deal if you like soccer and want to spend just a little bit of money to see those great teams play every year.
We know that they obviously deserve support based on the high level of play that Carolina usually is putting out there on the field. But also, I mean, all of those programs very much appreciate the fan support, especially
Absolutely.
The
and
ones.
I think it's especially timely given the event that we talked about earlier next Wednesday with Chelsea and Wrexham coming to town and drawing a lot of attention locally and regionally. This is just a good reminder that we have some really top quality soccer programs here in our own community that we can be supporting and are playing many, many times home games coming up in the next several months.
Absolutely. Well, once again, carboroughnc.gov, the town of Carborough's website to go to, and you can find many other things that we've been talking about here today on chapelborough.com as well. Carborough Mayor Damon Siles, thanks so much for taking time out of your summer afternoon to pop in.
Good to see you. Thanks, Brighton.